You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hey, everybody. Justin Zarian here. I just want to say, if you guys like what you hear in this review, if you like what you hear on Digital Noise, on Highly Suspect Reviews, on any of our shows, please consider being a subscriber. For $2 a month, you get access to a whole ton of exclusive content through our subscriber forums. We got The Breakfast Pub with all of our discussion on news and trailers. We got The Gathering, this great party show, very reminiscent to the old party shows from Spill.com and all those other sites. We got a whole lot of great content down there, and you guys would just really enjoy it. We also want to give a shout out to our sponsors at Oscar Blues Brewery. They've been a big supporter to the site lately, and they're helping provide Chris with all the beer to supply at The Gathering and our special parties. Just a big shout out to their Dale's Pale Ale, which is the original craft beer put in a can. It's their big calling card, and they have built a big brewing company out of it. It's supposed to be really, really good. Give it a shot. And with that, tune in for this review. I hope you enjoy it. Lorenzo, cue the music. Yellow birds singing in the dead of night. Man, I got nothing after that. This movie, man.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what to say myself. I like Alden Ehrenreich more in Solo, and some people say that he's bland in that. This makes it seem like he's the most charismatic man in the world in Solo.
Yeah, you know, and I can't fully blame him for anything in this movie. Hey guys, we are reviewing this movie, The Yellowbirds. So this is the newest feature from director Alexandre Moores. For people, I mean, you're probably not familiar with that name, but he did that film from Sundance a few years back called Blue Caprice, which, from what I heard, actually was pretty good on the whole. It's also a very arty, very slow, but a little bit more, I guess, focused movie. It's not so sprawling as this film is. And unlike that one, though, too, this one's based on a book for the first part, which apparently the book came out and got really, really great reviews.
Yeah, I was looking into that before the review, and it looks like a lot of people really like this book. And it was like a very kind of arty commentary on, you know, veterans and, you know, kind of
and
like
the Iraq War. Yeah.
The burdens they carry, et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like this movie grappled with a lot of topics that I think should have resulted in a much more dramatic and engaging film. But instead, I kind of felt like it just felt so flat across all of it.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is that this movie, I don't know if it's just that they cut out all the narration that would normally be in the book, but there's just so many long stretches of nothing happening. Like just listless, lifeless montages of people brooding in front of the camera, looking at scenery, people reacting to things.
There's not a strong narrative voice, like a strong narrator presence like you'd have in the book, and maybe they've just kind of filled the rest of it with broody guitar music and landscape shots. And
it feels like watching The Last of Us, but if The Last of Us was really, really boring, like, you know, those gentle guitar strings and the moody atmospheric music.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then also, adding to the boredom, hey, guess what? David Lowery wrote this, the guy behind A Ghost Story and the Pete's Dragon remake. And
I've heard a lot of people like Ghost Story.
Well, I heard a lot of people like Ghost Story, but even those people can tell you that movie is slow.
Slowly paced, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very slow-paced movie. So when you have a guy who specializes in slow-paced movies, a really arty director, and a story with not a whole lot of story in it, then you kind of get the Yellowbirds, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a character study, but this has only taken out like the barest plot elements of the book and doesn't really give us a good sense of who these people are or what they're feeling more than just kind of the very surface level. He feels anxious and he's drinking and he's troubled. It doesn't delve very deep. And it seems like that's what it wants to do, but it just feels like it never breaks past the surface.
No, and we should probably explain what the plot is as much as there is in this movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Alden Ehrenreich and Ty Sheridan are the two main, well, Ty Sheridan ostensibly the main character. They're two young soldiers who get recruited for the Iraq War. You know, they're bright-eyed young soldiers ready to go fight. And then something happens and Ty Sheridan doesn't come home. And that's a huge mystery throughout the story of like, well, so what happened? Why is Alden Ehrenreich so broken up about this? What happened to Ty Sheridan? What's going on in the story? And you'd think that, again, there'd be a lot more dramatic material to mine here. Because, I mean, for what I can say about this film, I can say two kind of good things in this movie. Even though I didn't really care about any of the characters at all in this movie, I like the cast on the whole. I mean, you got what? You got Toni Collette. You got Jennifer Aniston doing a, you know, a serious dramatic role for a change. You got Jack Huston, Jason Patrick, a few other people.
I got to say one thing. Watching Jennifer Aniston age, she was like one of my first celebrity crushes when I was younger. So watching her age makes me feel my age, which is kind of weird.
It's so sad to think that, like, wow, Jennifer Aniston actually could be like, you know, a mom of a 20-something nowadays. And that's,
yeah.
It's really scary. But the other thing I can say that's a genuine compliment for this movie, and I totally mean this with, you know, no backhandedness, it is a very good-looking movie. Like, every shot I feel, as lifeless as this movie is, it paints very pretty pictures. You know, it's very well lit, it's very well focused, it's got some really good arty design to it. I don't know, did you feel the same way?
Maybe it was just watching it on my computer screen, but I mean, it certainly seemed competent. There was nothing that, again, nothing that really wowed me there.
No, I mean, I wasn't even really like wowed, but I had to say, it's like, yeah, no, there's some very well composed images throughout this. And it almost made me wish that they were telling a more interesting story visually as well as with dialogue and narrative. You know, I don't know. There's not a whole lot to say about this movie other than that. And I know that sounds very amateurish, but it's just the problem that the movie revolves around a giant mystery that when you finally get to what the mystery is, I don't know, I just kind of had this feeling like, that's it? That's what we spent, you know, hour and a half brooding over until we got to the reveal?
No, I'm with you 100% on that, because I remember just waiting for something big to eventually happen, and then when it did, I wasn't even sure if that was going to be all of it, and then it was. And I don't even feel like I got a lot of closure off of what transpired, because it also just kind of ends abruptly.
Oh, yeah. No, this movie has one of those, like, and that's just how life goes kind of endings.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it doesn't even give us any time really to see how that's affected. Like, well, I read a little bit about what happens in the book, and the book, it's clear, spends some time with several characters after, I guess, the main climactic moment of this movie. And it seems like it offers a lot more closure, and I'm wondering why some of that was trimmed out of this movie.
Yeah, it felt...
Maybe because it just felt unenduringly long. And they were like, well, we got to get rid of something. Oh, let's just lop the ending off.
Yeah, no, it feels interminably long, and it's really not even as long as some other movies we've watched this last few weeks. But... yeah, it's just, it drags so long. It, you know, even the title Yellowbirds, when I looked up why the reason that's called the Yellowbirds, I don't even think that scene made it into the movie. There's something about a story he tells about birds in a cage that his dad brought him. That didn't even make it into the film. So the film's not even about the title. That's not even anything that plays into the movie.
I like the, I'm looking at the poster for the movie, and its tagline is, "There are moments that test us and choices that define us." And I'm like thinking, yeah, and the writing is about as straightforward and dull as that tagline.
Yeah, no, it really is. And, you know, there's just other stuff. Like the fact that this movie does that whole cutting back and forth in time to tell you different angles and different, you know, reveal different details. And those jumps always just feel so, I don't know, they're so badly timed. Like nothing we're jumping back to back and forth dovetails naturally. It's just, okay, we watched a scene happen in the past, and oh, now we're back in the present. You know, kind of thing like that. I felt that this movie, one of its other biggest sins is that it tried so hard to be serious that when there's the few moments of levity, those moments aren't funny. Like, there's never a funny moment in this entire film.
Yeah. There is a quarter of a second of some side boob. That was one of the more interesting parts of this movie. That's
We have to take enjoyment for as much as we can in this film.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, you know, it's just that's all I really gotta say about this movie. I just sat there, you know, we were just watching this and just talking to each other like, man, I really wish something was happening in this scene. And even, again, even when the reveal happens and there's some pretty dramatic stuff that's implied by the ending, but then, it, like you said, it's just over. That's just all there is.
If it's going to have ponderous banjo or guitar music like The Last of Us, it at least needs to have, you know, and have these long, drawn-out, dramatic scenes and pregnant pauses in between dialogue. There at least needs to be some kind of explosive climax.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded funny. But, yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No, there's really just nothing here. So, I guess, what is your arbitrary rating that you give to this movie?
Well, it's not incompetent. It's not, like, terribly made per se, but it's also just doesn't do anything to engage. I don't know. It feels like 5 out of 10 yellow birds, just because it seems like the most neutral number that I can ascribe to it. And my feelings are neutral. It didn't do anything to make me hate it. It didn't do anything to really engage me.
Wow. You know, we're almost exactly on the same wavelength here. It's like, yeah, I watched the whole time. I was bored. I wasn't angry that I was watching this movie, but at the same time, it's just so lifeless that I had no opinions, no feelings, no reactions to anything that happened in this film. It's just, I can see why they pushed this movie back for so long, because it premiered at Sundance last year, and I'm sure they were thinking like, oh, there's some other big war movies coming out, like War Machine on Netflix, which this was filmed around the same time as that film.
Uh-huh.
And War Machine also was kind of a very generic. That was a movie that tried too hard to be funny as well as edgy. This one just sucked all the fun out of it and tried to be very serious and arty. And what we got was just kind of a lifeless mess. So I would give it 5 out of 10 scenes of Alden Ehrenreich trying to drown himself. Which,
oh, there you go.
That was totally like a Breaking Bad ripoff that happened there. I expected, like, you know, just down the river there, you see Skyler also doing the same thing in a little pool or something.
You know who would fucking love this movie?
Who?
Those neutral alien dudes on Futurama. Because this is the ultimate movie where you could just go into it and feel like not strong one way or the other.
If I don't make it out the end of this review, tell my wife hello.
Yeah.